The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. How are you? Hey, folks, we're going to talk current events today. And sitting near me, even though you can't see him, is Albin Sadar.
Albin, hey, this is great. This is terrific.
Woo, woo. Listen, we're going to talk current events. First of all, yeah. And this is big. In hour two, we have John Zmirak.
Who?
I don't know. Some friend of mine for 30 years. John Zmirak is going to be on the program in hour two. We're going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to talk about the U.S. women's soccer team kind of disrespecting the White House. I want to talk about those things. I want to talk, however, in this hour, with my friend Molly Hemingway. She and Carrie Severino have written a book, truly a blockbuster book. It is selling like crazy right now, about the Kavanaugh trial. So in a couple of minutes, we're going to get Molly and Carrie in the studio, and we're going to talk about the Kavanaugh trial and what it meant to America and what it means to America going forward. So that's what we have to look forward to today. Sometime this week, I'm not joking, we're going to have on Dr. Leonard Sachs. We've had him on before. He has written an article in a peer-reviewed academic journal essentially proving – you're not going to believe when I say this, but stay tuned this week. You'll see. Essentially proving that Hitler was a Jew. Now, that rumor has been out since the 30s. But it was mainly debunked in the 50s. And this man, Dr. Leonard Sachs, has done the research to effectively prove that Hitler's paternal grandfather was Jewish and that the Nazis wanted and succeeded in hiding that. Absolutely staggering blockbuster stuff. Yeah. That's later this week. I should mention that this weekend, actually this Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be speaking in Northfield, Massachusetts, or as Charo used to say, Machachuche. And I'm going to be in Massachusetts. I rarely get to Massachusetts, but I'm going to be there this Friday and Saturday in Northfield. You can look it up on my website, ericmetaxas.com. Also, while you're at ericmetaxas.com, please sign up for my newsletter. Ladies and gentlemen, please. You'll see. When you get it, you're going to say, I can't believe every week I could have had this stuff at my fingertips. Please do that. Albin, two other things before we go to our guest.
Sure.
My pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It was my father's 92nd birthday recently.
Yeah.
And Suzanne and I, we weren't able to get up there in time, and it was my mother's birthday. Oddly enough, my mother just turned 48. I don't understand it, even though I just turned 56. But anyway, the point is that my father wanted a MyPillow.
Okay.
For his birthday, so we brought it to him.
Yeah.
And actually, there are two thicknesses. I didn't even realize this. And so we brought him one of each because we don't know which one he's going to like.
Right.
But I thought it's important for me to tell my audience that if you use the code Eric, you get our discount, right?
That's right.
Any other code you use, you don't get our discount. You get some other discount, which is pretty much not the kind of discount you want, right? Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people watch this program on YouTube. A lot of people listen, you know. And if you want to get the discount and you don't listen to the program, we don't care. Tell your friends to get the discount for MyPillow. Put in Eric. And nobody's going to ask any questions. We right. want you to do that.
Do
so
that.
please do that. It's a way of supporting the program and supporting our sponsor, MyPillow. Okay, Religious Freedom Rally. Before we go to our break, I want to say that around the country tomorrow, Wednesday, there are Religious Freedom Rallies in 15 cities around the country. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 10th of July. If you live in or around any of the following cities, I hope you can go or you can tell your friends to go. This is important. You'll see when you get there. Or you can go online, actually. You can go to religiousfreedomrally.org. You can see what it's all about, religiousfreedomrally.org. They'd love for you to RSVP so they have some sense of how many hot dogs to buy. But if you are in Atlanta, Georgia, Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Miami, Florida, New York, Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, California, Tampa, Florida, Tysons, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Palm Beach, Florida, Wednesday, July 10th, that is tomorrow. Since there's one in New York, I may be there. I'm going to look into that after the show to see if my schedule permits me to be there, but I'd like to be there. And I myself am going to go to religiousfreedomrally.org to find out all the information. I hope you'll go to religiousfreedomrally.org to find out that information.
Yes.
Okay. So Albin,
mm-hmm.
What have we forgotten to mention?
You mentioned coming up this week, we're going to be talking to about the Hitler's grandfather.
Oh.
But we have other people.
Oh, my gosh.
The big one.
Ravi Zacharias. How long have we tried to get Ravi?
I know. Exactly.
Here? Ravi, you've been ducking me. I don't like
it. That's right.
No, seriously. Ravi Zacharias, he's a hero to so many. And he's someone that I have never interviewed. People have asked me for 20 years, have you mm-hmm. had Ravi Zacharias for Socrates in the City?
Yeah.
No. Why not? Well, because he's kind of busy. He travels the world, and he's an extremely busy man. So we thought if we could get him on the radio program.
I sat next to him on the subway. I said, Ravi, can you come
Ravi,
on the show?
Ravi, can you come? And sometimes
says,
you have to go to where they are.
I'm getting off 59th Street. I'm going to Bloomingdale's.
You have to go to where they are.
What are you bothering me
for? That's the way it is. Yeah. I know. So Ravi Zacharias is going to be on this program this week. We don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or
sometime this week.
Okay, but definitely this week. But perhaps tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Yes.
We also have – I still can't believe it. Bob Fu, he wrote the book God's Double Agent. This is one of the most amazing heroes of the revolution. I mean, the revolution, the democratic movement in China, Tiananmen Square. And he's just an amazing man of faith. He wrote a book called God's Double Agent. We're going to have him on the program. We have Nathan Finocchio. Who's with Hillsong Church.
Now, he's also this Friday on TBN, Nathan Finocchio, on your program.
Oh, is that right?
That's this
weekend.
Do we
know who else is this weekend?
That I'm not sure. I can't remember.
It's happening to me. Now, people are discovering the TV program, and they're saying
right.
to me, hey, I saw you on TV. And I go, what do you mean? And they say, oh, no, TBN. I was like, really?
Yeah.
TBN is an incredible reach. So more and more people are
right.
aware
they,
of what
they
we
built
do
this
here.
Fabulous studio for the show. And
this studio.
This one right here so it can be seen on TBN.
Yes.
And Fridays at 6 p.m.
Eastern time.
Eastern.
And 10:30 p.m. on Sundays.
Eastern.
And I was with my dad, as I said, this weekend. And on his TV, he says to me, can you show me how to record it? So now every week it's recorded so that they don't have to, you know, stay up till 10:30 p.m. on Sundays or whatever it is they don't want to do. Yeah. We also have Alan Sears and Craig Osten are talking about Eisenhower. We have that coming up. And we have Craig von Busick talking about Harry Truman. Anybody who listens to the show knows that we care about history and we want to educate people as we are able. Sometimes we talk about current events. Sometimes we talk about faith. But we love talking about history. And so we've got the authors of books on Truman and Eisenhower.
Well, we have Michael Brown coming up, too. And, oh, man, you got to love up. Michael.
And what are we talking to Michael Brown about?
He's got a new book about the Jezebel, the whole Jezebel.
Oh, my God. Alvin, I don't see that on my list here.
Oh, it's up here. It's up there.
I see that. No, I don't see it. There it is. Yeah. There it is. Alvin was right. Alvin.
That's why I'm the producer. This stuff together for
Jezebel's
you.
Jezebel's War with America.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's really, amazing. Anyway, so we've got a lot of great stuff coming up.
Stuff.
If you're not signed up for the email, I want to say again, please go to ericmetaxas.com. And when you go to ericmetaxas.com, you sign up for the newsletter. And also when you hit speaking, you can see where I'm appearing. Northfield, Massachusetts, which is to say this Friday and Saturday. Oh, I'm going to be at Camp of the Woods.
Oh, sure.
Camp of the Woods in the Adirondacks next Tuesday. Oh, my gosh. That means I'm going to be on vacation. Stick around. We'll be right back with Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Show. I'm very, very excited right now. We get to talk about something. It doesn't really get more important than this. Our republic is at stake. When you watched, I don't say if you watched, when you watched the Kavanaugh hearings, you saw that we've come to a pass in the way we do business in America that ought to be disturbing to everyone who understands why America is great, what has made her great. And so wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody had written a book on what really went on during the Kavanaugh hearings? And happily, two friends of mine, I call them friends because what can they say, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino have a hugely best-selling book right now called Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. Molly and Carrie, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Can you tell I'm excited? I'm really so thrilled that you you wrote this book. Now, you must have written it in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. It was a very fast turnaround time. But right.
And particularly because we interviewed more than 100 people, including the president.
Including the president of the United States?
Yes, absolutely. Several Supreme Court justices, dozens of senators. So it was a lot of interviewing, a lot of research, but we are really happy that we did it. We wanted to do it quickly. We wanted to get it out immediately.
Obviously.
Before. One of the issues of why we'd wanted to do it, Carrie clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas, and she knew from going through...
Carrie clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas?
Yeah, and you know, we saw with his confirmation, at the time he was confirmed, 2-1, Americans believed him over Anita Hill.
Yeah.
But in the ensuing decades, we've just had a drumbeat of misinformation, of revisionist history, and I think if you took those numbers today, they would be flipped. I wanted to make sure that didn't happen to another justice in the Supreme Court. We're already seeing, so much of his confirmation was like right out of the playbook of what they did to Justice Thomas. And I don't want them to be able to take that final step of just discrediting him with a false narrative. So that's why we wanted to get the true story out.
You say it was out of the playbook. It was out of the playbook, but it was much worse. I remember the Thomas hearings. And just recently, Myron Magnet has written a really terrific book about Clarence Thomas and the lost Constitution, and he goes into this whole thing. But most people, I think, were taken aback at the level of vitriol, screechiness. In other words, it's one thing to lie. It's another thing to lie in the way that some people did. You know, it's sort of like they're white lies, and then there's a gradation. And what happened in the Kavanaugh hearings, I know that I've never seen it in my lifetime. At what point did the two of you decide you must write this book? Because you both do a lot of different things. So I'm just curious, what was your way into this?
Well, we were both involved in different ways. I covered the Kavanaugh hearings. I broke some stories related to it. Carrie was actually involved in trying to secure his nomination. So we thought we knew a lot about what was going on. We thought we had good access. And then once we started writing about it, we realized we didn't even have any idea what we didn't know. But I think it was just knowing that even after everything had happened, even after he'd been confirmed, you were seeing people just decide that even though there had never been any evidence to support these outrageous allegations, that they were just going to call him these names or slur him. And we knew that there was an interesting story to tell. We knew that other people were going to be telling stories that were inaccurate, and we wanted to get wanted to get the right thing out. And we knew if we had to do it, we had to do it together because
it was a perfect team. On behalf of the United States of America, I want to say thank you. On behalf of freedom lovers around the world, I want to say thank you because I really do think that what we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings, it really must never happen again. Americans need to be educated on why this was corrosive to everything that is good and that it was pure power brokering. So if people are ready to tune out, what is the most shocking thing you learned in this book that we might not have known from the coverage that we got?
Oh, wow. We have so many. You know, one of the things that I loved was the stories of courage, actually, seeing the people who really helped get this across the finish line. And some of them, people like the president and standing up. And we found stories even of Republican senators telling him it's time to cut this guy loose. And I didn't realize that at such high levels.
Can you not name those senators?
Oh, we know who they are. But
are they in the book? You didn't mention them in the book.
We do.
You do mention
them.
Yeah,
we do get into it. In fact, including like a story, not just people trying to convince President Trump to back out, but even trying to convince other senators. Mm-hmm. At one point, a senator comes right in the middle of the confirmation hearings after Christine Blasey Ford has had her hearing, and everyone thinks that it's lights out, game over. This one Republican senator, who I think people would be surprised who it is.
No, wait. Is that senator mentioned in the book?
Yes, he goes to Senator Susan Collins and says, why don't we go to the White House and get them to drop Kavanaugh and we'll propose a different person? And she says, and we were really interested in how much courage she showed to pick up on it. She says, no, I believe in due process. I want to hear from him.
Wait,
I would
who
never.
Said that?
Susan Collins.
Collins.
She's an amazing model of courage.
The moderate from Maine. She said that she believes in
she had more
processes.
Backbone than senators who everyone would regard as, oh, these are clearly the conservatives.
Stalwarts.
I don't know why. Now, why do you feel that you can't mention the senators' names on the program? Can you tell me the page?
We had so much access to people, and they gave us so much information, occasionally with restrictions on what we could say about it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say that I think the most staggering takeaway for me, and I want your reaction to this, was that as I watched this unfold, I was sure that people that I would have otherwise looked up to, like, for example, President George W. Bush, would have folded at a place where President Trump refused to fold. That makes me sick to think about. But anybody who was an ever Trumper or who thought that Trump didn't care about the ideology of his appointees. It really was a moment for the whole country where the president, I think, gave backbone to those in his party, like maybe the ones to whom you're alluding, who otherwise would have very happily done the politically expedient thing.
Yeah, and we had that conversation a lot with a lot of people who were involved in the process, who knew the Kavanaughs about what would another Republican president have done. And I really think it was amazing that Trump stood by him through this process. And the scary thing is, think about what had happened if he had not gotten across the finish line. If the message was sent to the Democrats, you know what? When you do these kind of smears against a nominee, we'll surrender. That is just a guarantee that every single nomination from here on out, you're going to have that. If they view that as a win, that's again one of the reasons we wrote Justice on Trials. We want everyone to know what happened here, so that it doesn't encourage the same kind of underhanded techniques in future nominations, because we're really worried. I mean, one of the things we learned is that Ashley Kavanaugh, before he was even nominated, was literally praying that he would not get this job.
And
she
why?
Was saying,
why?
Well, she was saying, let this cup pass from me. The prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, because she had already been through a very difficult confirmation hearing with her husband before. His confirmation, too, yes, because he had to get nominated twice for that one seat in the appellate court because the Democrats were so opposed to him. She knew it was going to be ugly. Of course, she could not have imagined how it got. And she thought, you know, we've got a great job. We have a great life. Everything, you know, we've got a life tenure. You know, it's a wonderful honor, but we don't need this. And if that's what she was saying before this, how are we going to get good men and women to take up positions in public service after this? We have to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Well, I guess, you know, we talk about the tactics that were used to try to derail him. And I find it's almost like we ourselves are moving the bar if our outrage isn't sufficient. In other words, to my mind, correct me if I'm wrong, what the Democrats did is nothing less than despicable, and I would suggest at least potentially criminal. In other words, if you knowingly lie about someone in public, and if you do what it seems Christine Blasey Ford did, there ought to be a price. In other words, if someone did that to me tomorrow, just made up lies and tried to ruin my life knowing that these were false, it seems to me there have to be law. You're legal eagles and I'm not. But in America, it doesn't seem one ought to be able to get away with that. And perhaps she felt that she could get away with that.
Well, there were some people involved in this that were actually referred for prosecution. I mean, Michael Avenatti, for example, he's got a lot of other legal issues on his plate, but he was referred along with his client, right, Julie Swetnick, this was the gang rape allegation that,
right,
kind of hit later on, in which we actually, right, detail in Justice on Trial of how that was such an outrageous allegation that it actually helped Kavanaugh. That was kind of when a lot of people on the Kavanaugh team knew they were going to be okay, but because they'd gone a step too far. So there are some people who have been referred, but I think there probably could be more done on that.
It's not just that people need to have sufficient outrage, though. They need to have it based in knowledge. And that's one of the things that we try to do, too, in Justice on Trial. We are looking at the connections between different liberal activist
right,
groups, how they paid for protesters to make a circus of the hearings,
right,
how when Dianne Feinstein got the original letter from Christine Blasey Ford, she didn't alert the FBI. She didn't go through the normal Senate procedures.
Yeah.
She contacted an attorney who is well known for her Democratic PR efforts. These are things that are important for people to know so that if it happens again and when it happens again, because it will, that they aren't taken by surprise.
Let me hit pause. We'll be right back, folks. The book is Justice on Trial, the Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court, and I might add, the Future of Freedom in the World. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. H. Ross Perot, the self-made Texas billionaire who twice ran for president, has died in Dallas. He was 89. President Trump says he hasn't spoken to billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein in years. Epstein accused of inappropriate behavior with underage girls at his homes from 2002 through 2005. Germany, Britain, France, and the European Union are expressing deep concern that Iran is not meeting several of its commitments under the 2015 nuclear deal. They say a meeting on the matter should be convened urgently, but didn't specify when. That meeting would also include China and Russia. California Democrat Eric Swalwell has dropped out of the presidential race, but another Californian is dropping in. 62-year-old billionaire Tom Steyer announced today that he is running. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 68 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com. Or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave about them. But the 2-pack lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking.
Hey there, folks. It's the Architect Show. You can tell because of the Partridge Family Music. I have in the studio the authors of, I think I can call it a blockbuster new book, Justice on Trial, the Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. Molly Hemingway is a senior editor at The Federalist. Carrie Severino is chief counsel and policy director of the Judicial Crisis Network. Again, welcome. This is so exciting because to me, the future of democracy, I'm trying not to exaggerate, depends on the American population having clarity on what we would not have clarity about without a book like yours. In fact, without your book. So this is a big deal. We were just talking during the break about actionable offenses. If somebody in America, up till now, as far as I can tell, lies about rape or anything horrible like that, that's a criminal offense, that you don't lie about rape knowingly because you know that if I'm caught, I could go to jail. Am I wrong about that?
Well, there's certainly laws in the book. In particular, what we're having, you know, there was a question here about lying to Congress, which is a much more serious offense. There are a lot of, it was interesting, there's a lot of discussion throughout the process of getting ready for the hearing saying, well, there needs to be more investigation by the FBI because there's a high, you can't lie to the FBI. But what a lot of people didn't know is the same penalty, in fact, the same federal statute about lying to the FBI applies to lying to Congress. So you can't lie to Congress either. And that got several people in trouble where they put things out on Twitter or they wrote fake letters that they later admitted, oh, yeah, that wasn't my story. I just thought it was so important. I had to tell this, you know, crazy stuff about
him.
But
it was also true that people were lying, but once they got called in front of Congress, then truth was coming out.
This
so, for instance, after these first blockbuster allegations come out against Kavanaugh, we're told that his accuser is so traumatized that she is unable to fly in a plane. And the media take this completely credulously. They say, oh, she's so traumatized, she can't fly in a plane. Well, she makes it out to the hearing, and
traumatized about something that happened like 40 years ago.
Well, yeah. But that's what we're told, and that's what the media say is true. And then when she gets out there, when she's asked questions by this sex crimes prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, who we just came to really respect what she was doing here, she just asks her a gentle line of questioning about, so you're afraid to fly, and she's, you know, affirms that she is, and then starts going through her extensive global travel. She actually, the accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, likes to surf in exotic locations, which require flying, you know, 14 hours over the ocean, and just seeing
you can't take Amtrak to Maui?
Apparently not. It's,
really?
It's something senators need to learn. But looking through these stories and having a little bit of a more critical eye than what so many people in the media had, Christine Blasey Ford said that she had four eyewitnesses, and they each and every one of them said that they had no recollection of what she was saying.
Okay, why wouldn't somebody like that go to jail? I just don't understand this. If somebody lied about me that way in public, and I knew that it was completely fabricated. I know this happened to Tucker Carlson some years ago. Somebody just decided they hated him ideologically, so they're going to make up specific lies to take him down. And he has to spend money, and he has to spend, you know, sleepless nights, and on and on and on and on. If somebody does that in America, it seems to me very clear that that's a crime. What am I missing?
Well, this is one of the real challenges with this initial allegation is it was so vague. I mean, it's sometime in a year. It's sometime, you know, there's no date. There's not a real location. So, you know, if you said on July 7th, you know, at this party at so-and-so's house, you can say, oh, actually, especially if you happen to be, you know, the one person in America who really does keep calendars from in detail from these years,
right.
You could say, actually, no, I was, you know, I was at Grammy's house that weekend, or I was grounded that week. You could, he could tell you, but it was so vague that there was no pinning down.
Well, and even compare it to, so you've got Brett Kavanaugh, who's being accused of this vicious crime, and he is trying to go through what the possible date is, but even the friends of the accuser were doing the same thing. So Leland Kaiser is named as this witness.
And this is a woman.
She is a lifelong friend of Christine Blasey Ford's. They grew up together. They're very close.
She's politically liberal.
She's extremely liberal and a lifelong Democrat. Did not want Brett Kavanaugh on the court.
Right.
She is the person who can basically save the day. All she needs to do is say, yes, I remember this party. But she is also someone who cares very deeply about rules and honesty. She's in recovery, so it's a very important issue for her to be truthful and honest. She actually remembers that summer extremely well. It was a very important summer for her. And as she goes through the summer, she comes to lose confidence that her friend is telling the truth. So it's interesting. It's not just the accuser who has to go through this, but even the friends who are trying to be supportive who are doing the same thing. But this is a long time ago, and it was sort of a perfect accusation in how difficult it was to disprove.
Yeah.
And you said that Senator Dianne Feinstein, 84 years old, did something which, to my mind, is really ugly. In other words, when we look to our leaders for honor, when I hear what she did with the information, tell us about that again.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because there's a process that the Senate has that Feinstein, I mean, she's 84 years old. She's been in the Senate for decades. She knows this process inside and out. It was actually created after Justice Thomas's confirmation because they said, you know, you can have allegations like this that come out of left field. We want to investigate them, but we don't want to do so in a way that brings everyone out into the public eye unnecessarily. Let's have a process where you can have a confidential investigation. She knew that happened. The process goes, they go through for every judge. She didn't follow it. She didn't turn it over to the committee. She didn't turn it over to the FBI. There was actually an extra hour of questioning that would be under confidentiality. She didn't even show up for that. And then, after all of the first hearing is done, then this claim comes out. One of the interesting things we learned, it was the date on that letter, because the date's in July and it comes out in September. Seeing the date on that letter was one of the initial things that gave Susan Collins, who was very much a vote that everyone was gunning for, very much a play. As soon as she saw the date in that letter, she said, wait a minute, something's wrong here.
We're going to go to a break. More with the book Justice on Trial. Stick around. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
Hey there, folks. It's here from Texas Show talking about the new book, Justice on Trial. We'll try to get this up on YouTube today so you can watch this if you're not yet watching it. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino, you put this book together. And it seems to me, maybe it's a strange way to put it, but it's a labor of love. You love America. Not in a tribalist sense, but because of what it stands for, what it is, what our values are. And you saw a miscarriage of justice in what happened during the Kavanaugh confirmation. But there are key players here. You mentioned Senator Dianne Feinstein a moment ago and what happened behind the scenes. What she did, I think, you know, if somebody's going to write a book, Profiles in Cowardice, it really is horrific that a senior senator – like Dianne Feinstein, would be guilty of what she seems to be guilty of. Can you tell us more about what's in the book on
and
that?
What their goal was to delay the process. That was something you saw from the very beginning, right when the nomination is coming out. They go through paperwork, you know, delays and whatnot. But what I think people forgot was you're actually dealing with a real person, with a real family. His reputation, which prior to that had been just unquestionably good, is being besmirched nationwide. And it was this... It was these things that were happening in this committee that ended up becoming like such a huge ordeal that the senators on the committee actually almost came to blows over it, literal blows. After the second round of hearings is opened up and they're about to vote on it, then there's another delay where Jeff Flake calls for an FBI investigation. But at that point, people were so frustrated with the game playing by the Democrats that they almost come to fights. They're all crammed into this room right off the hearing room. You have senators stepping on each other's feet. You have Coons and Flake, these two senators, crammed into a tiny phone booth where they're trying to call the FBI. It was a completely chaotic scene. But what they were upset about was that you have rules, you have processes, and they were just completely violated, all for the goal of delaying this nomination and forgetting about the destruction.
Well, what about Flake, though? I mean, there's another profile in cowardice. I mean, the idea that he's cornered in an elevator by some unhinged, immature maniacs. I mean, if I believed in women's rights and the equality of women, the kind of women that that screeched and behaved in that way, I thought they would be my worst nightmare. And Jeff Flake caved into that kind of childish manipulation, or am I missing something here?
Well, actually, one of the interesting things we uncovered is that certainly clearly played a role in that, because he had already announced his intention to vote for Kavanaugh, and that's part of the reason they assailed him in that elevator and with the conveniently located CNN cameras who happened to be right there to record the entire thing for posterity. But there was also a long-running campaign, it seems, by Senator Coons. When you go back and in retrospect and start looking at his questions in the first hearing, it was all things kind of geared to trying to peel off Flake's vote. He clearly, before Flake leaves that meeting, kind of signals, he gives a speech very much directed at trying to cast doubt in Flake's mind. And then when they're back in this room, I think that was one thing that a lot of the other Republican senators were frustrated with, going, this guy's not going to change his vote. He's already committed to voting against Kavanaugh. Don't feel like you're going to be able to win his vote. And then another, you know, we also have the Democratic senators, as you said, Senator Feinstein, who's been there forever and actually knows these people well, and herself maybe tends to be want to get along with the senators better, but her staff, who repeatedly is pushing her very much farther to the left, there were deals, bipartisan deals, that were scuttled, that had already been agreed upon by Feinstein, the ranking member on the committee, and Chairman Grassley, because they had basically established a policy. If you cannot work with the Republicans, period.
It did turn out that extra week for an FBI investigation was very helpful.
Ironically, at the time, it sounded horrible.
So everybody said, we'll accept what happens if the FBI just is able to do this investigation. And they do the investigation. Of course, there is no evidence to support these outlandish allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. He'd already gone through a half dozen FBI background checks. And what comes out in that FBI, that supplemental FBI background investigation, is even that the supposed witness does not have confidence in her friend's story. That was a big, important point for a lot of senators to have confidence in their vote.
But what do you think happens, in the media, in the pop culture? People like Christine de Blasey Ford are lionized for being heroic. And what you're saying is the facts do not bear them out. At what point did Americans cease to care about due process? I mean, to me, these things are sacred. It's like saying, I don't care if you lie. I don't believe in truth. When did that happen?
I think Americans do care about these things, though. That's why people are so interested in the book.
Well, enough, thank God, that do. But there are plenty that don't seem to.
What I'm concerned about is that many people in the media didn't seem to care about this at all.
Right.
And they had these completely different standards for how they would cover Brett Kavanaugh, particularly his high school years, versus how they were covering other people involved in the story and their high school years. And so they were going in great detail over his high school yearbook and completely missing out, when our reporting showed that the accuser's friends had a very different idea of what she was like in high school than what was painted in the media. Her friends remembered someone who was much a heavy drinker in high school, who was much more aggressive with boys than they were. That didn't come out in the media coverage, and that is such a problem, because we do need a good, strong media who can just dispassionately report on the issues without taking sides. That did not happen in this case.
Well, that's the kind of thing that really concerns me for my country. When the president talks about fake news, he seems to be talking about this kind of thing, and then the media pushes back by saying he doesn't believe in the First Amendment and all this kind of nonsense. In other words, journalists mainly have abdicated a role that they once had that was considered sacred, that they had to go to the standard. I mean, for example, when we're talking about due process, with the Me Too movement and then with the Kavanaugh hearings, that really was somehow thrown out the window. And isn't it the job of the media to talk about that kind of thing?
Well, and particularly if you care about issues like sexual harassment of women, if you do think people should be held accountable, that means that you do have standards for how you cover stories like this, and you do have standards of evidence. There are courts of law standards of evidence, but there are journalism standards of evidence. And we saw stories written where people just didn't care at all. They were just going with wild allegations without any support.
Yeah, and even more disturbing, because obviously we want to have a press that is going to be fair and balanced and telling us the truth and not hiding information, which we found lots of examples of. But it was even more disturbing to me to see that our elected representatives, who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, who really themselves should, we should be holding them to an even higher standard, were willing to completely throw out the notions of due process. And they hid behind this idea of, well, this isn't a court of law. This is a job interview, they said, without respect to the fact that this is someone's life and reputation. You are absolutely destroying and dragging through the mud. And so we do go a little bit into the history. I mean, this due process isn't just something about happens to be in our Constitution, and so we believe in it. This far predates this, hundreds of years.
Okay, yeah. I want to hang on right there, because I want to get into that when we come back. Folks, the book is Justice on Trial. Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino are my guests. Stick around.
Let me. Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has threatened to cut off contact with Britain's ambassador to the U.S., Ambassador Kim Darroch, after leaked diplomatic cables revealed disparaging comments by the envoy about the Trump administration.
Officially, the government hasn't said very much other than the foreign secretary pointing out that these were Sir Kim's personal views, and number 10 saying they had full faith in Sir Kim Darroch. One layer, slightly less officially, a senior member of the government has told me tonight, it's very frustrating, but they're sure the relationship will be able to continue. They're confident somehow we'll be able to get over this.
BBC correspondent Laura Kutzberg. Ross Perot has died. The billionaire from Texas burst onto the national scene with an independent run for the White House in 1992. Perot was 89. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow down 63 points. The Nasdaq ahead 34. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Dark shame, darling, dark
shame. Don't mention it. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Justice on Trial is the book. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino. We just have a few minutes left. You, Molly, just mentioned that the people who went to high school with Christine de Blasey Ford characterized her as a heavy drinker and as sexually aggressive. I never heard that until just now. That is astounding to me that I have not heard that until you just mentioned it.
Well, and it's interesting because we found out about this through our reporting that the White House and the Senate were given a lot of information and a lot of negative information about Christine Blasey Ford, and they declined to run with it. They decided not to run with it because they knew that they would be utterly destroyed by the media,
right,
viewed as attacking a victim.
Yeah.
But we also found out that the media knew these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is actually kind of the thing that's talked about quite openly in Washington, D.C., where she grew up. Her family is well known. Her friends are well known. A lot of them continue to live there. The media knew these stories. And it's that issue, I think, that is important. You can kind of understand why the Republicans didn't go with it. But why were the media putting their thumb on the scale so much? Again, when they were, you know, going over every detail in his yearbook and just declining to mention what many dozens of people mm-hmm. were saying about the accuser.
Yeah. You mentioned in the book something about what led to this nomination of Kavanaugh, which was the resignation, retirement rather, of Kennedy. What was interesting about the way he retired?
Well, that was a really fun story to learn, because it just we all remember that day of trying to figure out is someone going to retire or not. We found out that he had gone to great lengths and kind of engaging in some spycraft and things, trying to figure out how to get this message to the White House that he was going to retire, so they'd be prepared
without anyone else finding out.
And so, why did he care whether anyone would find out?
Well, you know, I think it was just an honor and respect for the president, partly, and wanting to he wanted to leave on his own terms. So he met with one of his former clerks in the sculpture gardens at the on Capitol Hill, and had all of his marshals there clear the area, make sure no one's watching. He said, I need to get this message to the president, who then has to go through White House counsel Don McGahn without ever anyone officially saying, yes, he's retiring, but trust me, we need a meeting with the president. And they managed to get a specially pre-cleared car out of the Supreme Court into the White House without the press corps noticing it, so that he was able to tell the president first. But he also met with his colleagues before he went to the White House, right after their final day. He wanted to give them the message. And what was so intriguing when we talked to the other Supreme Court justices, finding out that they didn't know, even they were not aware that Justice Kennedy was retiring. He had gone along and was talking about all the cases they were going to hear next year, et cetera.
Yes.
So that was pretty incredible that he really wanted that
arranged. Of Supreme Court justices retiring, we don't have any intelligence on who might be retiring soon. A little birdie told me Trump will be reelected. So the point is that we're going to go through this again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Democrats and the media will conspire to do to someone else what they just did to Kavanaugh and what they did to Bork successfully and mm-hmm. what they did to Clarence Thomas? It's fundamentally un-American. Do you think they're going to do this again?
Well, that's one of the things that we do, is go through the history of when you see particularly divisive battles. And you take this situation where Kavanaugh was replacing Kennedy. This was a moderate but conservative appointed justice replaced by someone who was
right.
a Trump appointee.
Right.
What's going to happen if it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg
yeah.
and she is replaced by a Trump appointee? We already know his list that he works
yeah.
from. These are all pretty solid justices
yeah.
or judges. This will be so explosive.
I assume
and that's
it will
why
be Amy Barrett Cohen.
Amy Coney Barrett
Coney
is
Barrett.
Definitely someone who people talk about a lot. And whoever it is, though, you know, they're going to be going through a lot. And that's why it's important that people, you know, you mentioned
yes.
the outrage people
yeah.
should have.
Yeah.
People need to know the story
well, look,
and they need to fight against
I talk about this over
tricks.
And over and over again. I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It. If we Americans do not understand what is happening to our
mm-hmm.
republic and fight to keep it the way it's been, it's over. So let's end on that happy note. It's up to us to keep the republic. Molly and Carrie, thank you so much, and God bless you for the work you've done. Tremendous.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.